Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, the host of The Messenger and The Message, every other Saturday, which is today, our turn, and every Sunday. And today, Charlene is here with us doing her incredible public service. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. How is everybody today?
Oh, if we get any better, we just go sailing off into the universe.
That sounds like it.
Before we get into our usual thing that we do with healing and reading people's Akashic records, I wanted to discuss something with the audience that I found very fascinating. And most people know about the symbol of yin and yang, where it is a black swirl into a white swirl. The total is a circle. And I'm sure people know what I'm referring to because most New Age people are aware of the yin-yang. And what I found was that the origin of this symbol came out of China, which some people probably realized, but originally it was derived through the study of a megalithic sundial. Now, you know, we have basically a pole that is in the ground that would have been put in the ground as a giant stone. And the sun sits still, of course, and the planet revolves around the sun. And if you think of this very large stone and think of the sun at noon, we're going to look at noon, causing a shadow on the ground, it has different lengths according to where the Earth is in relation to the sun. So we have 4 points, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the vernal equinox, and the equinox in the autumn. And throughout this period of time, as the Earth is spinning and making this circle around the sun, these shadows are being made on the Earth in such a manner that if you grasped them, it would be the yin-yang symbol. Well, I found that just fascinating because so much of energy is in the form of what we would call negative or positive or the feminine and the masculine. And we look at energy so much in our life as the workings of these two yin and yang energy points. So first of all, I was fascinated, number one, by the concept of how it was discovered. Also by the concept that in the crop circles in England, one of the recent crop circles was not only showing this gigantic yin-yang symbol in the crop circle, but they were also displaying this, how this actually works from the point of view that I was just discussing, making the circle going through the solstices and the equinox to come up with this symbol. So I found that very fascinating. And then as I was looking upon this, it reminded me of some things that I had received from the readings in the Akashic Records about the energy of creation. And I'd like to just take a minute and put this together for the audience, Charlene, because I think this is really very fascinating. In the different readings that I have received in the Akashic Records, what the cherubim discuss is how the energy from source, that comes from source, is the masculine energy, what we would call the yang energy, or the negative energy. And as it comes forth in creation, there was energy that was provided from the cherubim, which was the positive energy, the moon energy, the yin energy, to create souls. So as I started thinking about this, that everywhere that I was looking in creation, there was a combining of what we would call the negative energy and the positive, or the yin-yang. And if you are studying in the sciences, it would be a plus or a minus charge. And as I was going through all the different layers of creation, whether we're talking about the energy from the earth as it integrates with the energy from the cosmos, I was seeing the same interplay of these two energies. And so I just found this whole thing fascinating, because as I'm asking questions how creation began and on all different levels, how it was manifested, what I'm finding from the records is that it is manifesting with both these negative and positive particles. So we'll discuss more of this later, but I thought this was kind of an interesting introduction. What do you think, Charlene? Isn't that fascinating?
I would say. I had no idea. Yeah, nice information.
Well, I thought it was fascinating from the point of view of what I had, because I had received this information from the Akashic Records earlier, but what I found so fascinating was the crop circles reflecting these two energies. And I'm sure there's going to be more crop circles as we follow them that's going to reveal other aspects of this. And so the ancient cultures, whether it was China, whether it was in Britain, how they used we would say simply a pole. If you look at these gigantic stone standing structures, you can look at them from many perspectives, and one of them would be for measuring for measuring the angles of the sun's reflection on the earth. And the other thing that is fascinating too is, as I alluded to earlier, that yang represents the sun, the masculine energy, yin representing the moon, the feminine energy. So we'll talk more about that later. For now, I'm going to invite our friends who are listening today to give us a call. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. And Charlene, in case we have some new listeners, I hope that there are some people who are home and aren't on the way for the trip to the 4th of July holiday. In case there are some people listening to this, how about giving people a little bird's eye view of how you work, how you heal, and a little bit about what happens, what you observe when you are working in this healing mode?
Well, usually if we take an issue, let's say, I think we've discussed it before about money or abundance or having wealth or being rich. Those are all different words for about the same, but they can mean one thing to one person and something different to another one. But if we say, I have an abundance, we go in and we say, okay, I have an abundance. And if I'm checking on somebody with God to see if they have abundance, they could say yes. And on a subconscious level, maybe they have abundance of friends or maybe they have abundance of family, but they might not, if I say have abundance of money, then I would check with God and he would say, no, they don't believe that they have abundance of money. So there's different areas. So then I would go in and I would go into the quantum field or the theta field, which slows down the brain waves. As soon as you go in from, you go in, when I, you keep asking me, what does mean going in? Okay, I've got to stop.
You knew I was going to ask you that, didn't you?
I heard you.
You aren't going to get past me with that one.
No. Okay. When I say I'm going to go in, I mean I'm going to go into the God energy field. And there, the person, my higher source is God. So I'm going in and I went into the God energy field. And I would go up above my space. Or a lot of people just do it by speaking it. As soon as you say God or whoever your higher source is, it could, some people could be Buddha. Some of them could be the center of the universe. Some say God Mother. Whatever your higher source is, that belongs to you. That is not a judgment for me to say, well, you know, God is the creator of all. That's not for me to do. So what I do is I go in and I say God, and as soon as I say God, or who that person's higher self is, their source is, it slows down the brain waves from 4 to 6 cycles per second. Some say a little bit different, 4 to 7. But anyway, it slows down the brain waves. When you do that, and you slow down the brain waves, you go into what's called a theta state. As a clinical hypnotherapist, we learn to do that by having an individual count backwards, relaxing all the body until the subconscious becomes aware that you're working within the subconscious mind. When you go into the subconscious mind, there's many things that you can change. In other words, you would say to the individual, they say, well, you know, I just can't hang on to money. They might have a belief system that says that at some point in their existence, or it could be a past life, it could be in their subconscious mind, it could be someplace within their DNA, which is their history level or genetic. I was taught that it was called the morphogenetic field. I've also got to show me that there's also a receiver and a transmitter, which is right behind the heart, that also receives information that sends it to the brainstem and into the brain. These are information centers. And so you go in and you pull out the belief system of whatever that individual has, like, I am poor. If they have that in any of those levels, God has to go in and pull it out, resolve the issue, and then replace it with a positive. And you tell me what you want to have God put in. And then he replaces it, and then you'll find that I now have an abundance of money. It flows to me easily. It changes your belief system about yourself.
Well, you know, I have found, Charlene, that people don't always know what their belief system is.
Yes.
They just know that they have a problem that they can't seem to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, let's take this money thing that you're talking about. A person might not really understand that they have a belief system surrounding finances that is indicating lack. All they know is they're not getting enough money, or they can't hold on to it for one reason or another.
Okay, that's
so
a good point.
Yeah, no, I would like to really mention that for people who are listening, because if you haven't examined your emotions, your feelings behind certain triggers as you experience life, you might not really understand some of this thinking. But what is pointing its way to the need to make a change is the fact that you have a problem that keeps cropping up, or it can't seem to be resolved. So if you have one of these problems that keeps coming back and you can't resolve it, then there is an indication that perhaps there is something in the belief system that needs to be changed.
Right, and that belief system could be, I find that if it keeps repeating itself in an individual call, and I help them work through what their belief system, by my responsibility to the client is to listen to what they're saying and pick up the words so that we can really understand what their belief system really is. It could be in a past life that they had the lack, or it could have been an oath of poverty. We've talked about that before.
Sure.
The oath of poverty was quite prevalent in the European countries.
Priests, they thought they needed to be poor to be holy.
Yeah,
and We have a caller, and apparently some of our conversation has triggered something. And what is your name, caller?
Judy?
Yes. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, dear. What can we do for you?
I've suffered from depression nearly all my life, and I see a psychiatrist quarterly, and she's given me, I've been on the medications for a good part of my life, and I just feel that there's got to be something causing this that I'm not aware of. I'd like to root it out some way.
Okay. I'm really glad you called.
Thank you.
See, depression is an interesting thing. It can be triggered by something that has happened in an individual's life or soul's journey that would cause it, but it can also be that the hypothalamus is not secreting enough serotonin, mm-hmm. which would come through within a DNA, which means within a genetic pattern. Have you had other family members that had depression?
My son, going down the line from me, my son, and he's probably worse than me. He hasn't been able to work in the past. It's a type of employment agency that deals with people with these problems called Fast Track in New York, and they do internship and then try to place the individual. So he's trying with that.
Okay, now do you have anybody like a mother or a father or grandparents
that suffer
from depression?
Not that I'm aware of. In my family, it was we didn't talk about it. It wasn't until I left home and got married that I started seeking help for it.
You know, what you say is so true. People didn't talk about their problems in the past.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of conversation might have helped, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes the reason I'm saying that, Judy, is a lot of times you'll find that it's a genetic line of depression that's been passed on from one generation to another. That is because the hypothalamus is not programmed to secrete more serotonin,
mm-hmm.
or even noradrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
If those chemicals are not being secreted at the appropriate rate, then a person will have lots of depression.
Mm-hmm.
So what God does, who's your higher source?
God.
If we could go in and ask God if that is the issue that you're dealing with, low serotonin or low noradrenaline,
because
mm-hmm. okay. those are two chemicals. Now, it's interesting that we also find that the hypothalamus really does secrete, like I think they told me it was 9 hormones into the body, which I was not aware it was that many. I saw that on TV, the Health Channel, one day. But anyway, we could go in and ask him if that's okay with you.
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Okay, and then also see if there's something else that's triggering it. Sometimes another thing that can trigger it is somewhere that you're getting some kind of heavy metal or some kind of like mercury or something similar. someplace that's coming in and will cause a problem with short-circuiting the brainwaves.
Uh-huh.
Where do you live?
I live in Miami, Florida.
You're in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm writing that. Okay. All right. So let's go in and ask what is causing the depression. Because you're not aware of any parents or grandparents, is that correct?
Not, they've never spoken of depression to me.
Okay, well, I would think, did you?
They might have had the problem, Charlene, but it wasn't something they discussed
right,
with her.
Right, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings that do?
I have a brother and sister, but they've never spoken of it either. I'm not real close to my family. They're all from another state. I'm off by myself.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go in and see what God has to say about it, though.
Okay.
And when I say let's go in, that's what I mean. Because what I'm saying is God and I go in.
Mm-hmm.
God's the healer. I'm the observer.
Okay.
I'm the facilitator. And I'll go in and ask him, what is it that Judy needs? What's your son's name?
Chris.
Chris. A K or a C?
C. Christopher.
Okay, what I'm going to do is go in and ask him, because it could be different for you than him.
Uh-huh.
But with two of you with it, you either are picking something up someplace in your environment, or else it's a genetic thing, and I'll ask him, because it might be one thing for you and something different for him.
Uh-huh.
But when you have two plus you have a brother, see, the DNA is our morphogenetic field from our ancestors. And so the hypothalamus would have that programmed, how much serotonin it would be produced.
Uh-huh.
Am I making myself clear? If I'm not, saying,
Charlene,
explain it again.
No, I understand.
Are you okay?
Because
if I don't, let me know.
Okay.
Let's go in and I'll go in and ask, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, Judy, while Charlene is doing that, she does not hear what we are saying.
Uh-huh.
You might say she is like in an altered state.
Mm-hmm.
So our discussion is not interfering with her work.
Okay.
At all. Have you listened to the show before?
I've listened a couple or three times. So I tend to come upon it by chance.
Well, this is your lucky day.
Yes, it definitely is.
Now, what we do here, I think, is just fascinating work. Charlene works with these particular fields and works with God and is involved in healing, and I read from the Akashic Records. So between the two of us, we cover a lot of situations in an individual's life.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel sometimes by yourself in Florida, being away from your family, that you have the need for some support, a support system?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. I feel that, I'm all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very much separate and alone.
Well, I had that sense that perhaps you might be feeling this way. Have you thought about actively working on drawing people into your circle of friends through meditation and spiritual means?
No, I haven't. I'm really busy, and I find that I tend not to take the time to do what I should do, to meet people and to make friends. Also, the two good friends that I had, one died of leukemia and the other actually died of mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
So before they died, I had some social, relationship with other women. I do have a boyfriend that at my age I kind of, it's a significant other, maybe a better term.
Well, has this been satisfying for you?
the depression is still there. I don't know whether it has to do with that or whether the depression,
right,
you know.
Well, I was really thinking about meditation and working on manifesting some things in your life that would make you happier.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily taking a lot of time doing it, but just doing some manifesting.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about that? Or do you work? Maybe it's something that hasn't crossed your mind about manifesting what you want in your future. Have you thought about that?
I've heard about it, but I've never really tried. I feel that, you know, I have very little patience, and I feel like, okay, this is not working, and then I quit.
Mm-hmm.
See, the comment that you made, most people do, they just say, well, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get discouraged, right?
Yes.
Because it doesn't, your goals or the things you manifest doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because usually most of the time what we do is we end up manifesting on a conscious level. We haven't really introduced the information on a subconscious level so it becomes our truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, and what Carolyn was saying would be good, because I can show you how to set goals for yourself and make them work.
Okay.
In fact, sometimes right now, what has been very interesting to me and those that I'm working with is there's been a shift in the energy field. Carolyn and I have said how we feel the shift, and things are being manifested much more quickly.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a very negative environment, which apparently you have been, what it does is it manifests it much more quickly.
Uh-huh.
So he's pulling that out. Part of it, he said, was environment. Is that correct?
He said part of it is environment.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm totally by myself now. I have four pets, animals here with me, so I don't know what in my environment, you know, what would be causing.
Well, that's what it means. It's just a very difficult time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very discouraging, correct?
Right now I'm more depressed. The meds had been controlling it for several years at a level dosage, and I was feeling pretty much, you know, happy all the time. But over the last couple or 3 months, the medications don't seem to be working. I seem to be a lot more depressed.
Okay. Okay, so part of it was, you've had low energy for a long time, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you've had the depression for a long time.
Yeah, most of my life.
Okay. So it came in, he said, a lot of it, most of it, not all, because that's why he said some of it was environment.
Uh-huh.
That the biggest share of it was that your serotonin was very, very low.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your noradrenaline was also very low.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So God went in and he commanded your hypothalamus to secrete more serotonin and to secrete more noradrenaline.
Uh-huh.
He just went in and commanded that it was to be more. Now, they don't know what more means. So God said, copycat my serotonin. Copycat my noradrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was telling your husband.
Meaning Charlene.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that, otherwise your hypothalamus doesn't know where to go.
Uh-huh.
Because it thinks it's perfect in every way.
Uh-huh.
But you came in with the DNA. Am I explaining that? In other words, you had family members that came in before you that had low serotonin.
Okay.
And so it was passed on to you.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know what it feels like to be joyful.
Right.
And bubbly and happy and energetic. Is that correct?
Right. No, I don't.
Okay. And you see other people doing it and you're going, oh, you know, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
How can they be so happy all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, their serotonin is high enough that what it does is give them a sense of well-being. And you haven't had that.
Mm-hmm.
You've been lacking in that because it's been passed on from one generation to another.
Okay.
So he just changed that for you.
Okay, great.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the other thing is environment. Now, are you raising the kids by yourself?
I have a grown child. He's 20, almost 28. He's getting married in October. And I just wonder if that whole scenario is causing the increase in the depression. Not that he's getting married, but the event itself, going there and being... They've rented a large cabin and will be in the same cabin with my ex-husband, his new wife, and all of her children, and, you know, a family from that side. And it'll just be my, from myself, be me and my significant other there. So I'm feeling a little bit of stress, not a little bit, I'd say a lot of stress and anxiety about this whole
No wonder he told me it had something to do with environment.
What?
No wonder he said, well, it has something to do with environment.
Well, I didn't know what you meant by environment.
Judy, Caroline and I are chuckling because if we had to go someplace with our former exes, we'd be under a lot of stress ourselves.
It would be stress up to the hilt. That's why we're laughing.
Okay.
Because it would not be very, very successful.
Okay. It's hard to tune into a bad channel and be happy. Those same old bad TV shows are coming back to haunt you.
Yeah. So what, it just said part of it was environment, and that's why I'm chuckling, because if I wouldn't have known that, see, but yet he told me that's what it was. Huh? What a difficult thing, you see.
Yeah.
For you. So, part of it is, let's see what happens when this, the chemicals, the serotonin, do you usually have, like, for instance, do you feel, when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing you do?
I go to the bathroom.
Do you go get something to eat?
No. In fact, sometimes I'll be hours.
I'm sorry, your phone dropped.
I'm sorry. No, I don't generally eat. I feed my pets, and sometimes I go to my desk and I don't eat for hours.
Okay. One of the things he's saying is you've got to stop doing that.
Uh-huh.
Because something, what happens is if you're low in serotonin and your noradrenaline isn't functioning correctly,
mm-hmm.
what you're not doing is going in and giving the brain the necessary nutrients to get the blood flowing correctly so that it has to do with your sense of emotional well-being.
Uh-huh.
And we don't think about it. We always go to think about, well, if I cut back on eating, then I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, if you get up in the morning, you have not had enough to eat to start the blood flow. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So if you got up first thing in the morning and just had something to eat, has to be a carbohydrate and a protein.
Okay.
It'll start making you feel better. Otherwise, people cut back, and then by afternoon, they're through, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. It takes 6 hours for a protein to simulate into the bloodstream. So if you don't have any protein until 11, you know, you don't have anything protein in the bloodstream until 6 or 7 at night.
Well, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Charlene, how much protein are you talking about?
You know,
like an egg?
When I was working with Dr. Cudmore, he didn't ever specify how much. He just used to say, well, with me, he said, you got to have 2 eggs and 2 pork chops. And I said, you must be kidding me. He says, no, I'm not. He says, the thing is, you're not getting enough protein. Then you have to have the carbohydrate. The carbohydrate elevates your serotonin in a matter of 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
okay? Then the protein sustains you by 6 hours, so it's kind of an overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of people that are doing that so that they can start having a sense of well-being, and sometimes it has to do with the fact that they're not eating correctly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot,
mm-hmm.
but if the body needs it in order to sustain itself,
yeah.
then you have to be kind to yourself.
Another part of this, I think, is when my ex-husband and I separated and then divorced, like my son, he likes his father more than me, and now he probably likes his stepmother more than me. You know, there's a lot of that where I feel, that I'm not a favorite of his, or that he doesn't like me as much as he likes the other side of the family. And that bothers me, especially in a situation now where I'm going to be in the middle of all of them there.
Okay. Part of it is developing your own self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a very important point that you've brought up. If that's okay with you, let's go in and have God change, help you with the self-esteem.
Okay.
Part of that is a lot of times when you have something like that, you know, you want your children to take sides when in reality it's not good for them to take sides.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. No, I know.
Yeah. But as things go on, children are very smart. They've usually figured it out.
Uh-huh.
After a while, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's, if it's okay with you,
yes.
we go in and have God pull out of your subconscious, out of your morphogenetic field, out of the heart, mind, past life, the feelings of low self-worth.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Definitely.
I need to always get permission.
Yes.
Because God will never violate your free agency.
Uh-huh.
And so we are always going to ask you for permission. Now, when we take the negative out, we're going to have to put a positive in its place.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to have God put in its place?
Well, I would like to feel better about myself. I would like to have higher self-esteem.
Okay.
And I would like to feel... I would just like to feel love and not worry about all these other things that are going through me.
Judy, can I give a suggestion?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you feel if she added joy to that?
That would be great.
Okay, good. Let's do that. The other thing is self-love.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, now, what is your belief system as far as where you've come from? Are you the essence of God?
Yes. Yes, I believe that we each are a particle of God, but we make up, we have a whole of Him in us, but we all are experiencing for the higher source.
Okay, good for you. You know, that was one of the things that was an interesting thing that God told me one time. If you don't love yourself, then you don't love us.
Yeah.
So if you look at it and have the reality is, you have to be love.
Yes.
Because God loves you unconditionally.
Right.
All right. Now, is there any place within your belief system that says that if you did certain things in your life, that God wasn't going to love you?
Well, growing up, I had a bad childhood where, you know, I was never good enough, and I could never please my parents, and there was a lot of violence there. And so I've always had really low self-esteem.
Okay. Yeah, so many times what we do with children, we say, now don't do that because God won't love you.
Mm.
And then we turn around and tell them God loves us, but we keep telling them and programming their subconscious that if they do certain things, that God's not going to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really not true, because God loves us unconditionally.
Right.
So if we go in and have God put in there, pull out the low self-esteem and self-worth, and put in God loves me unconditionally, just the way I am.
Okay.
Would that work?
That's good.
Okay, I have joy at all times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel joy in my life at all times. See, you could have it today, but not tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So we put at all times.
All times, okay.
Anything else like that, because you can have whatever you choose.
That sounds good to me.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Because the thing is, it's loving yourself unconditionally. So
yes.
Whether other people do or not, you know, that'll come. Why will it come? Because you project it.
Uh-huh.
If you feel it within your soul and your heart that you are loved, and you are nothing but God's love, then the others will manifest it to you, too.
Okay.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. If you have low self-esteem, they're manifesting what you feel.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, your family. They're going to manifest what you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go in and have God change that all for you, then they'll start feeling it and sensing it and giving that back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go in and do that.
Okay, thanks.
Well, Judy, what Charlene is really talking about is an axiom that says, like attracts like.
Yes, uh-huh.
And when we're struggling with problems, we don't always think about, are some of my thoughts about myself and about living attracting some of these incidents into my life that is causing me unhappiness. We don't always put those two things together.
Right.
And I remember years ago, even before I became aware of this particular work, whenever I felt an emotion that I didn't like in myself, I would look and try to understand why I felt that way.
Uh-huh.
And you really learn a lot about yourself. Also, with regards to this upcoming wedding, you know, weddings are joyful times, but it's also a change in a mother's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's new people coming into the life, and sometimes you can feel that, oh, somebody's leaving my life. It's change.
Yes.
That one has to become accustomed to. So your daughter-in-law, is she something that would that you feel joyful about?
Yes, I like her a lot. I love her. She's he couldn't have made a better choice.
Oh, how wonderful!
Yeah. They just live so far away from me, though, that I'm not in touch with them that much. You know, they live in New York, and I live in Miami, Florida.
Well, you know, there's always hopping on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Or taking a vacation, you know, in that direction and visiting them.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you love your new daughter-in-law coming into your life, and, you know, what a wonderful addition.
Yes.
Someone that is part of your circle of family that you feel that way about. That's wonderful.
Yes. Uh huh.
So, gee, Charlene seems like she's really busy with this one.
That's good. I need all the help I can get.
Well, you know, parents, we don't always realize the energy that is behind our words. And children are so impressionable, and they believe what the adult tells them.
Mm-hmm.
And so as little children, our parents had played a very large role in helping us to form our ideas about ourselves, our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I think it is such a good exercise to explore why we feel the way we do about certain things. And usually these things come up in our emotions.
Uh-huh.
And if there is an emotion, I have found with myself, if there is an emotion that is not sitting right with me, that I am not happy about, some event, something I said, something I did, I know that I have work to do around it. And I explore, well, why did I think that way? Why did I feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
We don't take enough time doing this, I think.
I know, and sometimes it's very hard to put your finger on it. You know you feel a certain way, but I've even asked my significant other, okay, tell me why I'm so depressed. Help me figure this out. And I just, you know, I couldn't really put a finger on it. Now, last night I started thinking it really has a lot to do with this wedding, you know, coming up, because at least my recent, you know, increase in the depression.
Okay.
Okay.
He said it's done.
Oh, good. Thank you so
he
much.
He said it's completed.
Great.
He said you will... You feel, and this is dedicated to your children.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And you'll see a lot of joy and happiness.
Uh-huh.
And you'll feel it because people are going to start... the other thing I meant to tell you. It was like your heart was not open for receiving.
Okay.
And so he asked if it was okay if we went back in and opened your heart chakra for receiving love and giving. Is that okay?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, just a minute.
I was going to say, Judy, this particular thing goes back to your childhood, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the age that we grew up in, parents weren't thinking about the effects that their words had upon their children.
Right.
So, my golly, you didn't know you were going to come for a complete makeover, did you?
But it's terrific. It's terrific. I thank you so much.
What I would like for you to do, we're going to be on the air, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after.
Uh-huh.
If you're able to call in and tell us how you're doing, I would love it.
Okay.
Think you can do that?
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, I want to see what kind of progress you're making.
Okay, that's great.
I would like to see a big change in your life.
Yeah, me too.
How are you feeling, Judy?
I feel a little bit better than I did when I called you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, how does your heart feel?
Maybe a little bit warm and tingly.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, because it sure did open it up.
Oh, good.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because you've been hurt so deeply that you just kind of closed all up.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And so, with your permission, he went in and opened up that heart chakra for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
So that you could receive and give, okay, again?
How do I keep it open? I mean, how do I prevent it from closing down again?
Well, just recognize that God loves you unconditionally.
Okay.
And that you love yourself now unconditionally.
Okay.
And that you're here to learn lessons, and you're here to have great joy.
Uh-huh.
And happiness. Start doing some things for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you're not doing very much for you, are you?
No, not really.
Okay. You're really to do some fun things for you, okay?
Okay.
Just kind of... I mean, it can be silly things.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was over in Guam for a couple of years, and they at the Safeways, they had kind of the parking place. They had kind of a decline, right, as you'd come out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, oh, it'd be fun to ride this shopping cart down that hill. Somebody said, you didn't. I said, yeah. I looked around and thought, why not? And I jumped on the back of that and rode down the hill to the parking lot. I mean, just do some fun, silly things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Just lighten up. And when you do that, the energy that's coming into you will be with so much more joy and happiness, because the other energy that's been coming in has been such a lower vibrational frequency that it doesn't give you a sense of joy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you want to do things that just says, okay, Judy, what's some fun things you've always wanted to do?
Uh-huh.
Let's go do it.
Okay.
And just, if it's silly, do it. Now, you know, people say to me, you didn't. I said, oh, yeah, I did. I thought, why not?
Yeah.
And you know what they thought of? If anybody saw me, they'd probably think, I should do that, too.
Yes, probably. Probably.
Wouldn't they think that?
Yeah.
At least I had nerve enough to do that.
Yeah.
So I want you to just do. And what you'll find is that your family will be totally surprised that Mom's not sitting around moaning and groaning about her lot in life, that she's got the best life she's ever had.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know what to do about it because she's so happy.
That would be
great.
Is
that true?
That would be great, yes.
They always say act the part until it becomes you.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah. So just smile a lot and sing, and somebody comes in the room and say, oh, I'm just dancing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, do things that are fun, that makes your heart sing.
Okay.
And that'll keep it open, okay?
Okay.
Thank you both so much.
Okay, Judy, before you go, I want to mention something to you, dear.
Uh-huh.
I received a book from the other side. There's 12 masters who gave stories about healing, and it's called Chaos Before Creation, and it's at my website, carolynevers.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a particular chapter in there that was dictated to me by Marilyn Monroe.
Uh-huh.
And the title of her work was Love Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in that whole chapter, she gives all kinds of methods as to how to love yourself. And you might be interested in reading that.
Okay.
She came
Perfect.
From a background that was a very difficult background. And she explains this, you know, how she was taught things where there wasn't self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to, when she passed over to the other side, she reviewed her lifetime, and she saw the pluses and the minuses of what had happened in her life. And then she realized just how important self-love was, that it's very difficult to open up your heart to others and love them if you don't love yourself. So you might be interested in that. If
yes,
you
definitely.
If your soul prompts you to look into it, it's at carolynevers.com.
Okay, and that was Chaos Before Creation.
Yes.
Okay, definitely.
You know, if do silly things with them. It doesn't cost money to do fun, silly things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
you know, you can wash. Do you know that you can roast marshmallows over a stove with a fork and a marshmallow?
I'll try that.
Yeah, and then put your chocolate and your graham cracker together, and you've got a s'more right in your own kitchen.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks so much. I
appreciate
your
help. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. We covered a lot of ground.
Well, you know, those things happen, and when they do, the one that's left behind feels so inadequate and so like, they were responsible for what has happened. When, as she goes along, she'll find out she wasn't responsible for much of it at all.
Oh, we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Hello, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy. How you doing?
I recognized your voice, dear. We need a private line here between you and us. What can we do for you, Nancy?
Well, I had called you last week and was talking to you on Sunday, and you told me I should call back in and see if
there's any more. I remember that, but I forgot the reason.
Well, you know, it's basically I'm just not feeling good. The energy's not there, and I feel like that it's just all done.
What do you mean, all done?
My body's done.
You mean healthy me?
Yeah. You know, it's just that I know I have something to do. I'm not getting it. And I have this urgency, and my body is just not cooperating with me.
Mm. It's like being on a pair of roller skates. The skates want to go one way, and the body wants to go another, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I know what's going on. Is your higher source God?
Yes.
Let's go do it right now, okay? Because I can see what it is, okay?
Okay.
I love it. She can see what it is. Oh, yes, Nancy, you got plenty of things to do, darling. You need to get that body working right. So this is going to be interesting to see what she was seeing.
Yes, it
well,
is.
I'm glad you called in. You know, Charlene and I have distinct areas that we work in. You know, they complement one another, but they're different areas. So I'm glad you called in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys are really so awesome. I don't think you really realize how much you do for us.
You know, that's really nice for you to say that, Nancy. I just thought we got on the telephone for a couple hours and chatted with people.
Well, you really do. I always feel so much better and so much lighter when I get off, and you guys give me that positiveness that it's going to change, it's going to happen, it's going to get better.
That's because it is.
Yes, and I agree.
It's the sort of things that you really know is truth, Nancy. You just want to have someone remind you.
Yes. Apparently, yes.
I mean, everyone knows these things, but the business of living is so wearying sometimes. There's so much negativity everywhere, and there's so much of a struggle sometimes. I mean, all you got to do right now is think about the cost of gasoline and food, and these kinds of pressures are on you.
Yes.
And spiritually, we know about all of these other elements that we're talking about. It's just sometimes the business of living, it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
And we're here to remind you.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you are, 'cause I need a lot of reminding, apparently.
It's not just you, Nancy. I think, you know, there's a lot of people in the world that feel this way at times.
Okay, Nancy.
Yeah.
You take about 5 deep breaths and blow. Each time, just blow out. You're kind of tucking it in there again. Okay? There you go. See the energy, the negative energy being removed.
Is that better?
Yeah, is that feeling better? Let's see. You sighed. That's a good sign. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to go about 3 feet above your head in the crown chakra, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I want you to go up there. And I want you to say, God, show me my path. Now come back down into your body. Now, what was your perception?
Well, the only thing I heard or felt that I heard was heal.
Okay, that was it. You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere. You've got energy that's out there trying to keep you from going anywhere, going to work to heal, okay?
Uh-huh.
Part of it is you're a healer, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's energy out there trying to get sidetrack you and keep you from going there. And you're going to have to be aware of it, and you're going to have to work with it.
Okay.
Because they're going to keep you from doing it. Now, right now, you're in a vortex.
Okay.
God put a vortex around you. After he took out the negative energy, put a vortex around you.
Okay.
So, right now, you're hearing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep that in mind that if you're feeling discouraged and your body's not working for you, recognize why. As you said, your body's not getting it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, how does your body feel right now?
Right now it feels pretty good.
Yeah, it should. Okay, does it feel lighter?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay, because what he did was he put in that each one of the cells remembers clearly what covenant that you made at the beginning of creation for your full journey. Now, all your cells know it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And let's keep those, keep that body of yours on track.
Okay.
Because, you know, they weren't very aware of what was going on. Now they should be.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
I want to hear from you, and let's see how you're doing, though.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless both of you.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you, too, Nancy. She had called last Sunday, and I can't remember now what we had worked with at the time. And I suggested that she call back today. So we're real glad you called back, Nancy.
Yes. Yeah, because I think that she brought a really good point forward. And that is, well, and so did Judy. And that is, a lot of times when you're struggling like you are, you and I have talked about it many times, that what you do is there's all these kind of dark energy that comes in to try to keep you from maintaining being a light worker.
I want to address that a second, and I know we have a caller. Caller, just be patient for a minute. We'll get with you in a second, because I do want to complete this thought. And what that thought was is this is a time when light workers are being distracted by forces that don't want to see us do the work that we came here to do. And it can be very discouraging. I know I've had to do a lot of clearing of this more times than I'd like to talk about, and so has Charlene. And so don't become discouraged at this. You know, seek help. And this is one of the reasons why Charlene and I are here today. Okay, caller, your name, please.
Hi, my name is Reginald.
Reginald?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Reginald. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, was there any messages as far as, like, a life path or my soul's mission, what we're calling my reason for being here?
So, okay, you want some information, Reginald, about your mission and what you're to do here. Is that a fair statement?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing now, Reginald?
Well, I'm actually only 19.
I didn't hear what you said here.
For the summer.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm 19. I was in school, but we're out for the summer.
You're off for the summer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, college.
And what do you go to school?
Yeah, in college.
Oh, you're in college. Okay. And what are you studying in college?
Well, my major is graphic design.
Graphic.
And my minor is creative writing.
Ah, graphic design. Creative writing. And which one of these do you feel most comfortable with?
Well, I feel like, I like some artistic person. I like both. That's why I have one as a major, one as a minor. But I was wondering, because I've been sort of like on a spiritual journey, like, you know, spiritually developing, and I want to integrate, of course, my spirituality with what I do, like with my art and with my writing.
I think this is wonderful. Reginald, I think you've told me what your dream is. Do you have another dream when you think about your life? You're working, first of all, I'd like to say that you are, this is a real compliment. You are young in thinking about your spiritual journey, because a lot of times people don't start thinking about this until later in life. So it's like you've got a jump start on this, and that's wonderful. What are some of your dreams? do you have another dream? Now, you've told me two of them, about being a graphic artist and creative writing, and you're on the spiritual path, and you want to integrate all of these together. Underneath of all of this, is there a dream, something that seems really important to you?
Well, what I really want to do is basically help people.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
I felt there was something underlying there. So you feel like you're here, and you are here to help others. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought there might be something like this because of this spiritual path that you're talking about. So you have, your soul is prompting you to do spiritual work for others, but you're not quite sure, it sounds to me, as to how to go about it. You're putting yourself in the right position in that you're becoming educated in two fields that you could use for spiritual work. Does this kind of describe where you are? I mean, is that a fair statement that I'm using?
Yeah, right
uh-huh.
now, yeah.
Okay, now what I'm going to do, Reginald, is I'm going to go to the Akashic Records and see if we can get some information for you about what you had planned for this journey. Is this the first time you've listened to the show?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well then just let me give you a word of how I work. There's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos. That is where this bank of records is. And it is, they are taken care of by the cherubim angels. It is the cherubim that are the masters of vibration. And so they take our experiences through all of our different lifetimes and they integrate them in one record. And that place is where your entire history is. And through each lifetime that we come, there is a planning session. And during that planning session, the soul which has sent you, Reginald, we might look at you as the ego here in this dimension, but the soul planned with you and others to help set up a mission which you agreed to do. That's why you feel something in your heart that you want to help people. So apparently that is an area where you have agreed to do some kind of special work at the promptings of your soul. So what we're going to do is there is a cherubim angel standing there. I can see her. Now, how we know that this is your record is when I speak with you, I carry your vibrational wave. Everybody's vibration is distinct like a fingerprint. And so by either hearing your word or sending me a note, I would pick up the vibration and I carry that vibration to the center of the cosmos, and then they pull your record. And they are standing there. What they show me, it looks like a book, but in essence, it's not really a book. It is a vibrational backing up on a magnetic spot, very much like the backup of a computer floppy disk, but they show us these records as if they're in a book. And each cover that is on the book illustrates or is indicative of the colors, the vibrations, the path that God called you to do when he called your soul from, as we might say, from nothingness when it was created. And so the cover of your book is brown, which means that you are one of the souls. There's many souls that were called under this pink ray of love, and that is to bring love into the world. So those who are created under this ray, we are fulfilling God's blueprint to bring love into the world so that if people have a love of literature, they might be a librarian to share the love of books with people. If a person is interested in the medical sciences, they might share love and caring for other people by being a nurse. So if you're born on this ray, what you're going to gravitate to is some field of sharing love with people. And this is the construction of your soul was created under those lines of sharing love. So you're in the right field, so to speak, of wanting to assist, to help people. In essence, you're really talking about love here. When we're helping people, when we're assisting people, we are really showing them a form of love. Now, let's see in what aspect that you agreed to share this love, and that is what we're going to see now, the promise that you made before this particular lifetime. And what what they are doing is showing me a picture of a previous lifetime of you, Reginald. And what they're showing me from the records is you were sitting there at what would look like a table or a desk, and you are pouring, you have what would be a document in front of you, but it is more like a scroll as opposed to a book. And you are writing passages on the scroll, and you are also illustrating them. The illustrations are very beautiful. So this concept of writing the written word of inspiration and then illustrating the page in this very beautiful scroll work, and they are showing me you would look like a monk, and that is how I perceive you. You have it's not exactly a brown robe, and it's not exactly a gray. It's kind of in between the two. A very it's a long robe. Actually, what I'm seeing here is more of a type of a Franciscan monk. So it's brown, but it's not like a real dark brown. Anyway, you are drawing, you are illustrating, and you are working with documents. And so they showed me this lifetime to give you a sense of the path, the skills that you had that you are bringing into this lifetime now as Reginald. And this was not the first time that you did this. They're showing me that you had other lifetimes where you brought these two skills together, and it was the sharing of, you might say, the Word of God. These were spiritual writings. They were not casual writings. And so you've had, I see several lifetimes of bringing forth this same information. And so I see one lifetime as a female doing this. Most of the lifetimes were as male. And they seem to primarily be in either as abbeys or cloistered work as a nun. So you have had a background of being affiliated with spiritual work in an organized religion. Though this time you're not choosing that path of an organized religion. You are doing spiritual work, but outside of what would be considered a religious church. And so what you are preparing yourself for now, Reginald, and they are telling me that what you are doing with your design work is just an aid that is going to help you remember what you already know. Do you find that your work in class is easy for you?
Yeah, especially writing. Yeah.
So what you are doing now is remembering a past skill. And so this comes easy to you because you have done this through several of your lifetimes. and that you're preparing the way for what you will do in the near future. This is not far off. So as you develop your spirituality, that they are recommending that what you do is learn how to meditate, to go within and connect to your higher mind. It is your higher mind that is going to be the inspiration to you that will bring forth, you will tap this universal, well, they're showing me that this universal information is almost like a cloud that circles the earth. There is information there. You might call it an informational grid system, that you will know how to tap this and bring forth universal truth, universal inspiration that you will be able to write about, that you will also be able to illustrate. Do you have a desire to put things in a book form?
Yes, I do. Because this, of my poetry, I do a lot of poetry.
Well, this is what they're showing me, is that this inspiration that you are either to receive or are receiving is the sort of information that you will be putting in a book form. That, they tell me, is not that far off, and you can bring it in a little quicker by doing more meditation. Are you meditating now, Reginald?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Do you feel that you've connected to your higher mind?
Yeah, I do feel that way when I write.
So when you write, are you bringing forth information that you feel that you're being inspired to bring forth?
Yeah, because when I write, I don't sit around writing all the time. It's only when I feel inspired, I write. And then when I get done writing, I look at my writing, and it's sort of not like from me. And then when I share it with other people, it sort of heals them, like, it touches them on a spiritual and emotional level.
So what you're saying is you're bringing forth wisdom. Would you say that? You're bringing forth wisdom?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I just learned that because when I share my writing with people, it's just like they get, you know, people get teary-eyed, and it's just like my writing. I never knew my writing was that powerful until I started sharing it, because I used to didn't share it. But when I started sharing it, I started to see the effect that it had on people.
Well, that seems to be your path. It seems to be what you agreed to do before you came, Reginald. And it also seems to be the thing that you have done in the past. And what can I say? I think you had started on your path very early in your life, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me you're doing the right thing. How long is it before you will graduate from school?
I actually have three years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you're well on the way, and good luck to you, Reginald. If you need help in the future, give us a buzz.
Okay,
call back in.
I will.
Okay. Bye. Well, that was interesting, Charlene. Are you there, dear?
Yes, I am.
I didn't know if we blew you off the circuit or not.
You dropped me or not, huh? No, that was interesting. I could see his book.
Oh, could you see it?
Uh-huh.
Did
yeah,
you
see
him
see
in his past lifetime?
Like he's writing, but he's also got some illustrations he's done.
Yeah.
Within it. It's combined. It's a combined work.
Well, he had several lifetimes doing this, and one of them, he was illustrating a Bible. I could see what would be considered a Bible at the time, and the pages were very ornately decorated.
Yeah, I was going to say it was designs on it.
Well, it was sort of like circles. I wasn't hearing this, but what it looked like to me was the Book of Nels, or Kells, they call it. He was one of the monks then, but he's done this quite a few times.
He's tried many times to bring it forward.
Yeah. We have another caller, and your name?
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I had actually called you a couple of months ago, and you had run out of time, so you weren't able to give me an answer.
Well, I'm glad you called in a little earlier this time.
Thank you.
People call in at the last minute, you know, and you got to get off the air.
I know.
So what can we do for you, dear?
Well, I'm just wondering, is there something in one of my past lives that is keeping me from achieving my goals in this life?
You know, I think this is a question that both Charlene and I can work on. Charlene, why don't you take a stab at this verse for Donna?
Okay, part of it is, what is it that, as far as your goal is concerned, in what area have you manifested it?
Well, I'm into healing. I've never really gone to school for it. I taught myself herbs when I was quite young, you know, about herbs and how they heal different parts of your body. And,
oh, good.
And then I, you know, I've just always known about natural ways of healing myself, and I've seeked out ways to do that. And one of the things that I use for, you know, healing is a thing called Body Balance, which is sea vegetables and aloe vera. And then another thing that I discovered is a water purifier that they're using in Japan, in hospitals and also in restaurants. And what it does is it's alkaline ionized water, and it basically cures pretty much every disease there is. They found that, and this has been proven over and over by even Western doctors, that a disease cannot live in an alkaline environment, and
right.
It can only live in an acid environment. So anyway, I've been giving this water away and, you know, helping my friends hopefully get well. And it's not been very long that I've had this purifier. So, but I've known of other people who have gotten well with unbelievable diseases. So that's really what I've been focusing on is, you know, helping people get well.
And so what is it, what area you said that wasn't working?
Well, it's a business, too, and as far as making money...
Oh, you mean making it a business?
Yes, it's a business. They're, both of these things are businesses.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I find that there are people out there who are interested in health, but I find that there are more people who aren't, you know.
That are not interested?
Right, they're not interested in natural healing, you know. Or, you know, they rather live with their disease or whatever because it serves a purpose for them or something. I don't know. But it just seems like that's what I've come up against. You know, I know people who are very ill, and I'm offering this water for free, and, you know, they don't even bother to come over and get it when they know what it'll do. So, you know, maybe there's something, I'm thinking there's something within myself that's keeping them from doing it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's look at it and see. Just a minute. We'll go in and ask. Is your higher source God?
Yes.
Okay.
I can barely hear you, by the way.
He was saying that a little lower.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I got a chuckle at that. You sound like one of these TV commercials. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I'm only in South Africa. Okay. Let's go in and ask God, really. Because there's an energy that you're projecting to for them to refuse.
Right.
Right?
Well, evidently.
Well, he thinks this. Let's see if this is what it is.
Right.
Let's go in and have God look at it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
Because it might not be... Here's the way it sounds to me, Donna. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds to me like you have these two ideas to start a business... And you're having trouble, and you know that it's good products, but you're having trouble getting it off of the ground.
Yes.
That's the basis of all of this, right?
Right.
It might not be that you're projecting anything. Let's see, we'll see what Charlene has found out. Maybe it's just that you don't have a business plan. And what I mean by that is, this water, for instance, wherever you're buying the idea or got the idea from or are using their information? Do they have help as to how you can get a business started?
Oh yes. There's tons of help on both of these different, and they're amazing businesses. They both have incredible people behind them.
Well, are you following their advice?
Yes, I am.
And even following their advice, there's just something there. It's not clicking for you.
Right.
Well, part of it is there's an energy that's blocking it.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like so much doubt, but you don't have any doubt, do you?
No.
But there's an energy of doubt.
Right.
Okay.
You have someone around you that's doubting.
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely people around me that's doubting.
Uh-huh. Because it's almost like a blanket around you.
Really?
Or a tent. Maybe that's a better analogy, is uh-huh. It's a tent around you.
Right.
And your energy's not getting through.
Hmm.
So let's go in and have God, you know, release that, okay?
Okay.
All right, just a minute.
Interesting, the things we find out, isn't it?
Yes. It's amazing, actually. I'm still wondering if there's something in my past life that, you know, got me involved with people.
We have the time to go into that, but I don't want to start that now until Charlene finishes.
Okay.
But, yes, many times we can have people from our past lives come in and... they cause us problems because they're repeating that same action towards us that they did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we might think that this is negative, and it is in a sense, but you can also look at this as something positive because it might be the opportunity or the moment to clear this.
Right.
And what we're being asked to do now is to change anything negative that has happened to us in the past, because if we're going to move forward and if we're going to ascend, or if we want to ascend, we have to clear these negative things from our past, because in the higher plane, everything is simultaneous. And even though in our linear path, as we look at it as a past line, in the future it is not. So we've got to clear these things. So sometimes what we think is a negative experience is really an opportunity to clear these things. So we'll look at that, Donna. It might be that you have met some people from the past that you need to release this past stuck energy on some level. So it does happen. Well, Charlene must be working very hard.
What is going on is you have some people around you now that don't feel like they want you to be successful. Is that correct?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Is there envy?
Not really, no. Not that I know of. Not that I'm aware of.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they haven't made any comments.
No, other than, you know, they're not sure it works, you know.
Ah. What, how about media people?
Closer. How about what?
How about people, like, within the family?
No, actually, my parents are drinking the water and taking the body balance, and My partner, he's taking the body balance, and he likes it, but he's not real sure about the water. And the weird thing is he is a scientist, which I feel
okay,
like he should know more than I do.
It's not taking it is the issue. The issue is them feeling like that they want you to be successful at what you're doing.
Oh.
No, it's not taking it.
Well, I don't know.
Somebody, and I'm not going to go into it. All I want to do is say, that you've got somebody that's in your life, they're putting energy, they don't want you to be successful.
Hmm.
Are they used to you not being successful? Are you not available if you were successful?
Maybe not.
Uh-huh. Would you be more out there doing things for other people because you were successful and busy helping others to become well, so it gets your attention, diverts your attention.
Right.
Is that correct?
Maybe that's it.
Because they're used to having all your attention.
Right.
Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay to pull that? That's what's blocking you.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you feel okay about doing that?
Donna, she has to get permission to pull
yes,
this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, is it okay that we pull their belief system?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Because otherwise, see, you're living within what their belief system is, that they want your attention. If you get out there and you're selling, you're successful, and you're financially independent and socially independent, is it going to cause a problem?
Right.
So would you prefer having that released?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, okay. Now, it does cause a lot of waves, but you've got to recognize if it is your God's path, then you're fulfilling your covenant that you made in the beginning of time to fulfill that responsibility that you coveted with your divine parents, right?
Right.
All right. So that is what you that's your choice. It isn't anybody else's. And eventually they'll be okay.
Right.
But sometimes it kind of causes some waves at first. Okay?
Okay.
And that's, but you still choose it, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, let's do it then.
Okay.
Well, you know, Donna, people don't like change.
I know.
And this is on all levels. You know, they're accustomed to a certain events being in a way that they like, and they don't want to see those change. And you're stepping out in a position where you've got change written all over you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you have found something that you have some passion about, and that's wonderful. You believe in something, you know that it's going to work, and you want to go out and work with that, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Like I said, you have change written all over you.
Yeah, I feel like it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just bubbling up on the inside. So have you, you know, I think Caroline will be in a position where she can help make this change. Have you put together some sort of a business plan as to how you're going to approach this?
Yes.
That's good. I think that's important, that you have some sort of plan as how you're going to progress with this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you been working on this? Is this something relatively new?
No, well, the body balance has been 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and the water is very new. It's like a month and a half or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I've seen other people become very successful, you know, selling these machines and giving the water away and making people well, that I know it works, you know.
Yeah, and you want to be out there doing the same.
Absolutely.
Okay, that certainly is going to change the dynamics of your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Please call back on that one.
I will.
Because you really did make, you already have made a covenant with deity to do the work for the healing.
Yes.
And you just had to have all that removed so that you could continue.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
And it just showed you, as you finally will realize your true identity. And apparently you have not known what that was.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I just saw you there, and you will recognize it. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Call us back, Donna.
I will.
Please
let
us know
how things are going with you.
I will, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
You too. Well, friends, we have about 20 more minutes of the show, and if there's somebody out there that wants some healing or wants to find out some information from their records, give us a call here. It's a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. And while we have a little lull here, Charlene, how about giving out your telephone number?
Oh, okay. It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back right away, please call a second time and give me your name clearly and your telephone number clearly.
And caller, we know that you're here. Just let me give out my website first, and then we'll work with you. My website is www.carolynevers.com, carolynevers.com. There you can order an Akashic reading. You can also sign up for our conference calls with Archangel Mikael and the Masters, our Voices from Heaven, which has been incredible. We interview people from the other side and use your questions to receive this information. And there's a lot of books available also that has we have brought in from the other side. We mentioned one, Chaos Before Creation. It's 13 masters that have come with each from a different perspective of healing. People really do enjoy that particular book. And
hello?
Your name, caller.
Hello?
Yes, caller, your name?
Yes, hi. Hi. I'm glad I got through because I thought I was being prevented because when I, a couple of moments ago, they couldn't hear me. I was waiting and, okay. All right, I'm L'Oreal, and gee, there's a lot of I feel very, how can I put this in a concise, very lost on this earth, and I have challenges in many areas to bring through the gifts, the many gifts that I do have, but I think facing me most is the loneliness. I mean, not literally not having earth connections, family, so much separation and abandonment, and the loneliness it becomes very unbearable for me, and that seems to it weighs on me to go forward in the other areas to also bring through my gifts because it's so very intense, these feelings of not, it's a human thing to connect, and I have so much love energy and passion, and yet I'm facing, it's very perplexing, and it's extremely intense, and
Muriel, would you like for Charlene to work with God to eliminate the feelings of loneliness and abandonment?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Charlene?
Okay. Well, now you're saying that, is it because of the gifts that you have, that you're being rejected?
Can you just
no, she's
talk
saying
a little
she feels lonely and abandoned, and
okay.
The feelings are so strong that she's having a problem bringing through her other gifts.
Other gifts, okay. Who's your
higher
source?
Yeah, I mean, it's on every, like, I'm stuck, but there's the creativity to bring through, but my heart it just aches from not having the connection on this earth, that sometimes I wonder how I can even be here, but I know that this is my journey. I mean, I know I have a very...
let's work on one thing at a time.
Okay.
Let's let Charlene work on these feelings of loneliness and abandonment.
And abandonment.
Yeah, because I think that's important.
Okay, who's your higher
God,
source?
I think.
Who's your higher source?
Muriel, is God your higher source?
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
okay,
Charlene.
Okay, thank you.
Muriel, do you believe that you're from another planet?
I think so, yes.
Mm. I was just wondering. I know you've called in before, and I was wondering if we discussed this.
We didn't get to that part too much, Carolyn, about exactly,
mm-hmm.
you know, just sort of we touched on it.
Yeah, I had this sense that perhaps you are, and that's why you're having a problem connecting here. Let's do this. Let's let Charlene work on the loneliness and abandonment, and then we'll work on this if you are either a walk-in or you came in from another planet, because I think this is where you might be having some difficulties. But gotta work on one issue at a time.
Okay.
So from the last time that I we chatted, have you felt any relief whatsoever?
There are moments of relief, but it's not consistent,
mm-hmm.
because I get kind of like through my heart again, because it just doesn't happen, you know, at where I see something really breaking through, and it actually becomes more painful because I have so much, I feel the joy inside me. It's not like I'm not depressed, but because of the circumstances, it becomes, because I don't have strong, you know, loved ones here on this, and the ones that mm-hmm. I had, you know, it's tremendous, betrayal and abandonment, and I'm kind of left here with all this passion and this raw creativity, and it's
frustrating.
It's more than frustrating. It's very I have tools, but there's not a relief where it lasts, Carolyn. I connect with spirit, and there are tools that I use, and I do writing, but it's my heart, you know. I want to love so much, even more than I want to be loved. It's so much is up to me to take the action, and I have problems with earth stuff, with organization and focus, and I'm just afraid that it's not going to happen for me, and I don't want to get lost in the head. That's not the place to be. But it's so many areas that there's basic survival, there's, you know, and yet there's that excitement in me, but I don't connect with it, and I'd rather hear.
Well, Muriel, you have a lot of issues that have to be worked upon, and you got to work on one issue at a time. And I think
right.
the feelings of loneliness and abandonment is a good place to start.
And that's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really had that in a past life, where you felt abandoned and alone, because you were. Okay, so he corrected that. Past life memory that's in yourself.
Our connection, I hear Carolyn a little clearer than I can hear you, Charlene. I think it's our connection. So is there any way, I wouldn't want to miss, I did hear past life, but it's very, the connection is very...
You're still not hearing through the line?
There's some interference, so I hear you, but
hear,
it's not so clear. I'll just...
Well, let's get Carolyn to...
Well, she said that you feel abandoned because you were in a past lifetime.
Yes.
Abandoned.
Yes. Okay.
And
well, I think, yes,
that God cleared this from yourself. Anything else you want me to tell her, Charlene?
Well, not only abandonment, but the feeling of not being grounded to this earth.
Yes.
So
okay. I heard that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Being grounded.
Okay. He grounded you to your life path. In other words, he put you on your path because you were not on your path. Were you in a serious accident?
No, I have not been in a serious, I've had a serious, like, broken heart, from strong emotional betrayal, but not a physical.
Physical.
No, I think you had asked me that, or so. That's interesting, but it totally feels in my life that that's the place where the rug has just been like pulled out from under me, and everything needs to begin again
right.
anew.
That you had to be grounded. You weren't grounded. Can you hear me yet?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm more grounded than I ever was.
Okay. So you still weren't grounded enough.
Right, right.
Okay. So he grounded you. He also put you back on your life path, and you will know what it is. And that he also put in there that you will have people come into your life that'll start showing love and concern and also will be connected to you. So you won't feel abandoned anymore.
Oh, that would be, Because
apparently from your past life, you were abandoned. And, I mean, literally.
But I basically have been pretty much, I have been pretty much abandoned in this life. I mean, from a 20-year relationship, I've lost both parents. My sister, I mean, I literally have been abandoned in this life. It's not like there were,
right.
And I've had some very strong things happen in this life from that, and I want to clear,
okay.
you know, I want to clear
But he's corrected that. The reason is that the abandonment came into your life was it was there from a past life.
Okay.
So what happened when all this happened, then it just intensified in the cell memory.
Mm.
From the past life and from your DNA?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was so programmed into the cellular memory that when you had this happen, then it totally shattered you.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable in my body that there are times I feel like I just like one more minute I can't stand it because it's not just loneliness, it's that there's
abandonment.
It's very intense and I can't
function. Well, all right, but you're not abandoned. But you've got to be able to feel God's love. And
that's what keeps me going when I connect. But that's the only reason that I'm able to be here at all. I feel.
Charlene, does she need to have her heart chakra opened?
Well, her heart chakra, but her crown chakra isn't open. That's what I'm trying to tell her.
Chakra is not opened?
Yeah, her crown chakra isn't open either.
But my heart is open, right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's have him go in and open up all of your energy centers, okay? Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, I have found that all of the chakras have to be opened and working properly for the energy to move through the body. So if you have one of the chakras that's closed, it makes all the other ones have difficulty because there's not flow coming through. And if you're not grounded, that energy is not coming through you and going, you know, being grounded. So grounding certainly helps. Working on the loneliness and abandonment, opening up the crown chakra and grounding you should make a real big difference, a real big help for you, Muriel. We'll see what she says when she comes back.
It's coming from Carolyn, another planet.
I don't want to go there until we finish up with this.
Okay.
You have overlap. I want Charlene to be finished.
Okay.
It gets too confusing when two people are working
okay,
at the same
time.
Okay,
tell me how you're feeling.
Well, I feel kind of nervous right now, you know, that with just the time's running out. I mean, I feel very emotional. I don't just feel like, oh,
that's okay.
I just feel.
Well, what it did was just surrounded you, around you and through you, too, so that you can feel God's love, because you're never abandoned, but you felt like even you were abandoned by deity.
Can you ask Carolyn to talk? Because I hardly can hear you, Charlene, what you said.
Muriel, what Charlene said was that God surrounded you with light and energy?
Right, uh-huh.
With light and energy so that you would know that you were not abandoned. Am I missing anything, Charlene?
Yes, you're right.
I told her everything you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that was everything.
He not only just surrounded her, but he put that love all the way through her.
Okay, he surrounded you with love, and he put that love energy through you completely.
Okay.
Anything else, Charlene?
No, because he felt like she had separated her from herself from all of love all the way around her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that you had separated yourself from love all around you. And so that love energy was put through you. Muriel, are you, how should I say this? Music, beautiful music, that can take you to the alpha state, very relaxing.
Oh, yeah,
music. How
I
do you relate to that? Are you playing that kind of music?
Yeah, I connect a lot to music, yeah.
Okay,
do some more. And then he also opened up her crown all of her chakras were opened back up again.
Okay, Muriel, are you familiar with Steve Halpern's music?
Yes, Steve Halpern, yes. I think I have.
You know, his music will take you into the alpha state. I would suggest that you listen to some of Steve Halpern's music or else some kind of music that's on that in that genre. Do some deep breathing exercises while you are listening to that music.
Okay.
And tell her to open up all her chakras at the time.
Yeah, well, Charlene added to that you know, intend to open up your chakras when you are doing that. So play music. Do some deep breathing exercises, intend to open up your chakras, and I think that it would be helpful if you could, if you don't see it, then intuit the energy coming from God, moving through the physical and being grounded. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
Okay, that's your homework, dear. Call us back when we're on the air again, because we've got to get off and we'll work some more with it, okay?
Okay. All right. I will call you back. Okay.
Okay. Charlene, we're up to the hour, dear, and we've got to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We send you our love.
Goodbye, everyone.